Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Chicago bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, having a great visit with our good friend Bruce Piasecki, the author of The Surprising Solution, the guy who's really got me thinking about sustainability over the last couple of years that we've three or so years we've known Bruce, and you're going to be hearing more about that too, folks, as we move through the next decade, the next 2 decades. Bruce, thanks again for hanging out with us, folks. He's introducing us to a guy named E.F. Schumacher, a 20th century economist. A guy who was thinking about you and me, small. He was thinking about small 40 years ago, 50 years ago. And there's a guy named George Seldes, Bruce, who wrote a book called Witness to a Century. I'm looking at the book right now. It's one of my favorite books, Witness to a Century. E.F. Schumacher was a witness to a century, wasn't he?
I think he was because, you know, he understood the British Empire and the world economic system of the 20th century, but his insights are more appropriate now. To give you an example, Jim, and your listeners, if you go to a free webpage that my firm created about my book that made it to 7 languages, worldincbook.com, I have passages about social response capitalism. And I want your listeners to know that I believe the modern corporation, especially the small modern corporation, competes on price, of course, and quality, but also two very important other things, social needs and people talent. Mm-hmm. And we know that because we're close to our people and our small businesses.
Right.
Schumacher had that insight 50 years ago. So his book is called Small is Beautiful, Economics as If People Mattered. In other words, mm-hmm. not just about price and quality, but also people matter. So In my view, I developed the whole notion of social response capitalism that these giant companies that we work for, like a Suncor in Canada or a Hess in New York City, we actually bring in that idea of the enterprising person, and we talk about technology with a human face, which is another
Schumacher you actually
concept.
Invoke the term humanity in front of them, don't you?
Absolutely, and that's when social value comes into the equation.
So let me ask you a question. Yeah. I want you to channel Schumacher for us for a few minutes. One of the big things that Schumacher was cared a lot about was technology. He actually foresaw the incrementalization of technology, didn't he?
And I think he did. And
so my question is, as I can see, you know him, you know, I know him somewhat, but you know him to a great degree. As we stand here in the second decade of the 21st century, I can see Schumacher being really excited about some things and really disappointed about other things.
Absolutely.
I think he'd be really excited about the technology. I think he might be really disappointed about how we're treating humans.
Well, let's talk about how he thought of organizations, and then also let's talk about what he was upset with in giantism. He felt that order and centralization was the way of his day, and it was too much. It was becoming like totalitarian. It was Soviet versus Anglo-American. Mm-hmm. It was so he favored decentralization, creativity, innovation, and being enterprising.
And places where trust could actually flourish.
Well, trust in the human face is what he really referred to. You know, he felt that if you just work in large, huge organizations, he felt human nature becomes perplexed. But if you keep it small, and if you understand the competitive economic drive of people, that's what matters. And so he favored, even if you're working in a huge organization, he wanted small, enterprising teams where there was a clear, accountable leader, but that leader held balloons in which each unit had its own kind of creative independence, right? Just like you sometimes see happening in the great Steve Jobs-like organizations, right?
The challenge, though, is to not let those balloons turn into silos.
Exactly. And not let them get brittle with bureaucracy or too many rules. Mm-hmm. And also the other thing he was all, very much about was creative restraint, which I may have talked in one of your talks about before. He felt that as the world was moving towards scarcity, which a lot of small business people know in the supply chain and the pricing from the beginning, he wanted us to learn how to grow without much debt. And so he kind of predicted in his book all the problems we're now having
and the deleveraging pains we're going through right now.
And just to tell a joke right now, if you think, Jim, I love the way you introduced me as Gary Smart. I mean, when I met Schumacher, it was really interesting. He was so smart that he was talking things that would be true, and the kids in the Cornell audience kind of knew that. And so he influenced so many lives. The thing that was wonderful about his smartness is it wasn't sharp. It didn't cut you. It was humane.
Right. Uh-huh.
You know, so I left that room saying, maybe I shouldn't be a doctor.
You weren't intimidated.
Maybe I should use my diagnostic skills to work for organizations.
He challenged you.
For 35 years.
His intelligence,
he was wonderful.
His intelligence didn't intimidate you. It challenged you. That's the best kind, isn't it?
Exactly. And to the point where it changed my life. I mean, I thought I was going to be a technical person. I thought I was going to be a doctor. I thought I was going to be distant from humanity. Now I'm spending my time with CEOs and CFOs and dealing with their human interests, not just their numbers.
Give us the website.
As a management consultant, that's what I'm now working on.
Bruce, give us the website, please.
WorldIncBook.com is the website about social response capitalism in that book.
But E.F. Schumacher,
I think he has his own website. There's an E.F. Schumacher Society.
Somebody's running it for him now, folks. He's not doing it himself. E.F. Schumacher, S-C-H-U-M-A-C-H-E-R. E.F. Schumacher. Check it out. His book is called Small is Beautiful, As If People Mattered. I bet there'll be a lot of those sold as a result of your comments, Bruce. Quick break, 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.